Hey, hey, this is Julie, and you're listening to Grace Over 40, the podcast for women over 40 who want to get back in touch with who they are and where they're headed and match the faith they're wanting to the faith they're living. But this ain't your mama's Christian podcast, so buckle in for some real talk and a good sprinkle of humor, along with some faith-filled encouragement as we ride this 40s thing out together. Thanks so much for being here. Hey, can I ask you a quick favor before we get started with today's episode? Would you take a second to go leave me a review and a rating on iTunes or even wherever you listen to my podcast? If you like the Grace Over 40 podcast and have appreciated things that you've learned here or things that I've spoken about, I would love it if you would help spread the word. And the best way to do that is to leave a review or a rating so that other people who are just kind of scrolling by can see it and think, hey, that actually looks like it might be kind of cool. I would greatly appreciate it. It only takes a couple of minutes to do so, and it would really help me out a lot. Thanks so much for your help. Hello, and welcome to episode 41 and season 3 of the Grace Over 40 podcast. We are in our third season, and that's just so crazy to me. I can't believe that it's already been that long. It feels like I just started it last month, which I know is not the case, but it's just crazy. They say time flies when you're having fun. It's exactly the case here. So as always, I'm just so grateful for you to keep joining me and tuning in. And you guys are what makes this all possible. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Today, we're talking about something that, oh my gosh, is so hugely important and affects so many women midlife that we just need to dig on in here and get some of this sorted. Okay. The title of today's episode is Stopped Before You Start, The Danger of Overwhelm. Now, I know that women in general tend to deal with a lot of overwhelm. It's different in different seasons in our life. When we have little kids, you know, and babies, it's really super overwhelming because of the scheduling and the demands of all of that. But when we hit midlife, overwhelm hits us in a little bit of a different way. And it really, at this point, can keep us super stuck in a place that we may never get out of if we don't get a handle on this. So let's talk about this a little bit. It was kind of funny because I had already planned on talking about this today. This was already the topic that I had picked for this episode. And then my business coach, in a live that she did in a group that I'm in with her today, was talking about the same thing as part of her topic and her lesson today. So whenever that kind of thing happens, it just is kind of like a signal, or, you know, it's reiterating to me that I'm on the right track and God's like giving me the nod and saying, yes, you know, this is something that's important. So my belief is that in general, women get held back most often by two things. The first is fear, and the second is overwhelm. Now, both of these things keep us from moving forward, and they keep us from starting, but in a couple of different ways. So fear oftentimes will just keep us immobilized, where we just don't even attempt or try to move forward in any way, shape, or form. Overwhelm, I think, is a little bit different, because sometimes we start making a baby step or taking a little bit of a step forward or trying to entertain, okay, what would it look like to actually do the thing that I want to do? What would it look like to change the thing that I want to change? So now we're kind of starting to entertain the idea of it, or maybe you're even starting to move forward a tiny bit, and then kind of like all the details start crashing down on you and you tap out. You're like, nope, just kidding. That's too much. It feels too scary. It feels too big. There's just way too much happening with that, and just way too much layers to it. And it just feels like it's insurmountable. So I wanted to read to you really quickly a definition of overwhelm that I found, because I thought that it pretty much sums it up. So one of the definitions from the dictionary for the word overwhelm, and this is the verb form, but I thought that it was probably the most appropriate for what we're talking about today. Basically to bury or drown beneath a huge mass. That's how it feels, right? It feels like the thing that you want to do or move forward towards is so huge and so ginormous that it just drowns you before you can even start. It stops you before you start. So let me give you some examples of how this can look, because it can be even small things. And here's one of mine, okay? I need to make something for dinner. I don't have a plan. And I think, you know what? I have some ground beef in the freezer. I can take that out. I can thaw it. Let me just figure out what I can do with this ground beef. And so I open Pinterest and I type in ground beef recipes. And a trillion different recipes come up. And I look at it and I'm thinking, okay, well, here's a bunch of ground beef recipes, but I don't want anything that uses mushrooms because my husband doesn't like that. And I need something that's healthy because we ate fast food last night. So I don't, want to have a healthier dinner tonight. And I need it to be something that's like really super quick because I'm not going to have a lot of time because I didn't plan ahead. And now it's at the last minute. And all these things start coming up for me. And there's so many choices. There's too many choices. And I'm just like, you know what? Never mind. And I just shut Pinterest down, and we have sandwiches or whatever, because it's overwhelming. You know, what seemed like an easy task, oh, well, I will just, quote unquote, hop in Pinterest and find a recipe for this ground beef. When you start trying to move forward a little bit, all of these details and all of the things that are now in your face are just like completely overwhelming. And so you're like, never mind. Or maybe you've joined a Facebook group, and it's a Facebook group that promises to help you with some sort of thing in your life. I don't know. Let's say you have an Instapot. And this was one for me too, actually. You have an Instapot. You've heard so many great things. You really want to use it. You wanted one forever. You finally got one as a gift, and it's been sitting on the floor in your pantry for over a year. Oh, wait, just kidding. That was my true story that I just threw in there. This is what happened to me. I wanted an Instapot, and my mother-in-law bought us one for Christmas, I believe that it was. And by the next Christmas, I had not unpackaged it. And that's awful. That's terrible. And I told her, that I felt bad about that because that was not my intention. But I was overwhelmed by learning how to use it. Turns out, guess what? It's the simplest thing in the world, which I had even heard. I had even heard that that's one of the things that's really great about it, is it's super easy. But I let the overwhelm of not knowing how to do it get the best of me. So I join a Facebook group for people who cook in an Instant Pot. And now I'm all of a sudden bombarded by, this constant posts all day, every day about all these things that people are making in their Instant Pot and this and that. And it just almost added to the overwhelm and made it feel worse. Maybe you have signed up for some sort of self-help thing or a course or something along those lines. I actually saw an example of this just the other day in a group that I'm in for marketing, and somebody had bought this little course that was offered to us, and I bought it too. It was for Instagram, and it was really cool. So I bought it and I opened it up and I started like looking around, and there had some really cool things. And I thought it was really helpful. But in this person's case, she opened it up. She saw it was delivered in Trello. So I don't know if you're familiar with Trello, but it's basically like a project management online software type deal. And the lady who made the course had laid it all out in Trello, and it was organized very well and done very efficiently, but there was a lot of content in there. So when this fellow group member opened it up and looked at it, she posted, she's like, I just closed out because I was so overwhelmed by all of the stuff in there. I didn't really know what to do. So this is called overwhelm paralysis. And basically what it does is, you begin to move forward, or you buy the course, or you join the group, or you buy the Instapot, or you do whatever, or you open Pinterest, or whatever it is, in whatever regard. Like I said, it can be a big thing that you're trying to work through in your life. It can be a small, tiny thing, like you're trying to figure out what to do with ground beef. But you just get to the point where you decide you're going to move forward a little bit, and you do it, and then you hit this place of overwhelm where you feel like you're drowning in the information or the level of difficulty that you feel or whatever it is. And you are just paralyzed by it. And so you just don't move forward. And that's why I really feel like this is so dangerous. And I call overwhelm and fear, but overwhelm is definitely, it's the crusher of dreams. It is. And I've experienced this in my life sometimes too. And it's been something that I've really had to work on and work towards getting past, because you have to learn where that's coming from and you have to learn how to get past it, or you're going to stay where you're at, which for a lot of us is, you know, there's always something that we want to improve upon, right? And there may be something in your life that you just really want to get out from under. If you can't cope with the overwhelm and get past that and figure out how to do that, you're going to stay exactly where you are, because you can have all the knowledge in the world, you can have all the talent in the world, you can have all the motivation in the world, but if you continue to get to that point where you are crushed by or drowning in the overwhelm, you will never start. And if you don't start, nothing will ever happen. And I've talked to you guys about this before. It doesn't really matter what you know. It doesn't really matter how many self-help books you've read, or how many courses you've enrolled in, or how many seminars you've gone to, or how many times you've watched TED Talks or Tony Robbins or whatever. That stuff does motivate you for a time. But if you are not putting what you're learning there into action because you feel too overwhelmed, that you're immobilized, you will not see change in your life. So how do you get past this? How do you move past this overwhelm paralysis and actually move forward? Well, one of the biggest things, it's the most important, truly, is you got to pray for God's help. You got to pray for His help, not only with the overwhelm, but in the situation that you're trying to change. And then the second part of it is you have to trust that He will help you when you start to move forward. So that is a big component of it, because if you are seeing this all as something that's just your undertaking and something that you have to work through, and that's when it starts to look too big, because that's when you start to feel like you're drowning, because it's like, well, it's just too much. Like, say you've signed up for classes at a community college and your end goal is you want to be an RN and you've never even pursued this career path before, but midlife you've decided that this is just something that has been a dream of yours and you're just going to go for it. You sign up with the class, the first couple of classes, and then you start feeling overwhelmed because now you have to do this and that and this, and there's so many steps and so much schooling between you and this end goal that now you're feeling the overwhelm and you just stop going to the classes or you never sign up for another one. You have to trust that God is going to help you through each and every one of those stages and each and every one of those phases, and it's not all on you, and that He will bring you through that process and He will be with you every step of the way. And you have to learn to, you know, have that faith and have that trust and rest in Him and do your part and let Him do His, as far as opening doors for you and, you know, helping your schedule to clear up so that you can have the time you need to devote to the classes and whatever it is, whatever it looks like for you. But you have to, at the beginning, you have to stay out of the what ifs, because, and that's not necessarily even something that we sit down and say consciously to ourselves. Sometimes we do. I do. I've done that before. Well, what if such and so, and what if that? But sometimes the what ifs are like, are happening way down deep, kind of in your psyche and in your subconscious, where you're not even aware of that. But that's one of the things that's stopping you, because maybe you're thinking, you know, on a subconscious level, well, what if I don't get good grades? Or what if I can't find a job at the end of these classes? Or what if I don't have enough time to stay on top of the work? What if I fail? What if I whatever? You have to stay out of that. You have to stay out of that, because that will keep you in overwhelm. So then you've got not only the, you know, you're not only drowning in the amount of steps that you feel like you have to take, but you're also drowning in the what ifs of, even if I start moving forward, what if I fail? What if I this? What if I that? So you have to stay out of that. And the best way to do that is to put your trust and your faith in the fact that God will be with you every step of the way. And that is something that you can work on through prayer, through spending time in God's word, through learning how to hear from him and listening for his voice to guide you through this process. That's really, really super important because he is the Prince of Peace. And what you need to combat overwhelm is that peace. So tune out the voices in your head. Ask for God's direction. Ask him to clear out all the what ifs, both the one, you know, the ones that you are verbally saying out loud and the ones that are playing in your psyche. And just start with one thing. Focus on one thing. Don't focus on all the stuff between here and there. Just focus on one thing. So to take it back to a really simple example of needing a recipe for dinner. If I had just opened Pinterest and Googled ground beef recipes, even like easy ground beef recipes, and focused on that one thing, I need something fast that uses this ingredient that I have, and opened it up and picked the first thing that came up, printed out the recipe or, you know, screenshot it or whatever, and closed down Pinterest, I'm moving forward. And I didn't let myself go down the what ifs, and I didn't let myself worry about all the layers and all the different things. I just picked something, committed, and took one step forward. That's how it starts. That's how you get moving, even when you feel like you can't, and even when you feel like you're stuck before you start. So today, what I want you to do is I want you to think about, where are you overwhelmed right now? Is it something big? Is it something little? Are you completely overwhelmed by your career? Are you overwhelmed in your relationship because there's some things that need attention? Are you overwhelmed by all the changes that are happening midlife, which we've talked about a million times? Changes to your body, changes to, you know, the way you feel about things, changes to your self-esteem, changes to your role as your kids grow up and become independent, just all of those things. You know, what is it? What is it in your life that's totally overwhelming you? And is it keeping you from God's best? Is it keeping you from moving forward? Is it keeping you from taking the steps that you know he wants you to take, or moving you towards the things that you know that you were created to do? You got to get out from under it. You got to get out from under the overwhelm, because overwhelm is a cause of being stuck, or it's part of what leads to you being stuck. And if you are in that stuck spot, then you'll never move forward. So I did want to let you know that I do have a couple of resources for you that can help you past this, past being stuck in particular, which absolutely does come from overwhelm. So they kind of are hand in hand. They go together in keeping you in a spot that you're not meant to be in. And guess what? We're midlife. Half of our life is done. We have the rest of it right now. We don't know how long we have. We might have 10 more years. We might have 15 more years. We might have 30 more years. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is that you want to make it count. You don't want life to just continue to happen to you. You want to make life happen for you. And that won't happen until you get unstuck and you get out from under this overwhelm and this fear of moving forward. So there's a couple of things I wanted to offer to you. One of which is free, one of which is a mini course, and it has a relatively small price tag on it, and I think it is invaluable if this is where you're at in your life right now. The first thing is just kind of like a lower level, I guess it's a little bit more surface way to kind of start getting yourself unstuck, and that is the free option, and it is called 5 Steps to Getting Unstuck Midlife, and you can grab that on my website. I will also put the link for it here in the comments, or not the comments, the show notes for you. But this is basically a free guide that's going to help you start getting some clarity around your stuckness and begin to move forward in a positive, focused direction. So it's a little bit more for just kind of like the beginning steps of starting to guide you through that process. If you want to go deeper, if you're like, you know what, I don't have time for that. I don't need something that's, you know, surface. I need to go deep. I need to get this handled once and for all because it's keeping me from where I'm meant to go. Then I want you to check out my mini course. It's called Unstuck and in Motion. It is actually a deep dive into exactly why you are stuck. And you'll come away with a step-by-step plan that's faith-based, of course, as is everything I do pretty much, that will get you past that stuckness and moving you forward towards those goals, towards those hopes and dreams, towards the life that you were created for. And this one is a much more actionable plan for you. So you can decide which one sounds like it's more for you. I would love for you to check them out. And again, I will put the links to each of those in the show notes for you. They're also on my website. They're available. But if this is where you're at and you feel like you are drowning under overwhelm or drowning in overwhelm or just stuck and you can't move forward, you got to move, sister. You got to move because you can stay here indefinitely. You really can. And there's nothing magical that's just going to come along and all of a sudden change this for you, unfortunately. This is one of those things that we just have to work through and we have to work on. And that starts with getting some direction, which is why I wanted to offer you these resources because I think that they can really help. So I hope that's helpful for you. I know how it feels. I know how it feels to be overwhelmed. It's not fun, but you can get past it. Don't be afraid of it. It's just a stepping stone to where you're trying to go. And it's something that you absolutely can overcome. So thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate you and I will talk to you next time. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Grace Over 40. It just means the world to me that you're here. I also wanted to invite you to please follow me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Grace Over 40. I would love to have you join me there. And I really love also getting emails from you guys. So please feel free to shoot me an email at julie@graceover40.com. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, would you either share it with your friends and or take a second to just go leave me a quick rating and a comment? Doing those things helps me get my message in front of even more people, and it would just mean the absolute world to me. So thanks again for being here today, and I will see you next time.